Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rodgers seems pretty serene about the whole thing, but then the thought occurred to me that under that serenity and under that idea of I want to just honor my own career and have fun and go out happy in the NFL, there is probably an urgency on his part that he doesn't want to acknowledge publicly to a significant extent to make sure that the last memory everyone has of him on a football field isn't being the quarterback of a 5-win Jets team that went completely in the crapper the second half of the season, and for whom he put up stats that I think could be defined in some corners as popcorn numbers, stat padding, not the Aaron Rodgers kind of season that we have become accustomed to from him over many, many years. 4-time MVP, all of that. He didn't go out like Joe Namath wearing a Rams jersey or Johnny Unitas wearing a Chargers jersey or Franco Harris wearing a Seahawks jersey, but he would have gone out with the Jets in a way not befitting his career. And so I thought there is probably some genuine, real urgency for Aaron Rodgers. But I go back to the national and local dichotomy when it comes to the Steelers and specifically Mike Tomlin for this reason. The thought that I had was if it's an urgent season for Rodgers, no matter how he tries to play it off, it's probably an extremely urgent season for Mike Tomlin. And then the thought formed in my brain, who needs a good year? And by good, I will use the current running definition for the Steelers, that being make it to the playoffs and win a playoff game. Who needs a successful year more, the head coach or the new starting quarterback? The answer, I think, pretty clearly depends on what your perspective is. But for me, the answer is Mike Tomlin. It's easy to make a case nationally that the pundit class will say that Aaron Rodgers needs this season more than Mike Tomlin, needs to have a successful final act. He needs 2025 to end with a playoff victory and at least an appearance in the divisional round. That'll be the narrative. Because I think outside of the Pat McAfee show, I think Aaron Rodgers is viewed in a more negative light. Some of the stuff he says about things that don't relate to football get replayed ad infinitum. I think at times he is viewed as a coach killer, as a guy who got Robert Saleh fired, as a guy who shot called with the Jets. The New York media certainly, I think, was adversarial with him at times. That's its own beast. So I think nationally there's going to be a lot of ink spilled and a lot of breath expended on the idea that this is a hugely important season for Aaron Rodgers and his legacy. Locally, though, I think it could not be a more different dynamic in play. I think locally, Mike Tomlin, it's not his last stand. It's not like, oh, if Mike Tomlin doesn't win this year, doesn't deliver the goods, Art Rooney II is going to wake up one day and go, why have I been continuing to reward this man with high compensation contract extensions, high-value extensions? But it would be a little bit of a three strikes and you're out for Mike Tomlin if this season ends no better than the last several have. Think about what he would have done post-Roethlisberger for a minute. He and Kevin Colbert would have combined in the draft after Roethlisberger's final act to overdraft Kenny Pickett to, and this is just a plain statement, no matter what you think Kenny Pickett was or was not capable of, or was ever going to be capable of, they butchered the handling of him at least a little bit. They made it clear he was supposed to be the backup. Tomlin got very sick of Mitch Trubisky very quickly, threw Pickett in there at halftime of a game. He came out with a little momentum, but in the long term, that was probably not best for Kenny Pickett. I'm not going to say put the clamps on Pickett, but I think sort of Tomlin's aura hung over the quarterback and the team of don't screw it up, don't screw it up, don't screw it up. My defense will take care of this. Just be a caretaker. He didn't hold up that end of the bargain. They completely jettisoned that after 2 years of experimenting with it and Pickett getting hurt and Rudolph being the guy who drags them into the playoffs only to be basically told, we're not that interested. Completely redo the room with Fields and Wilson. He doesn't trust Fields. He doesn't ultimately in the end trust Wilson. They make the playoffs, but the song remains the same. They get their doors absolutely blown off in humiliating fashion. The Chiefs did it to send Roethlisberger into his retirement. You saw Rudolph be on the wrong end of a loss to the Bills that was quasi-competitive. And then the very hated Ravens humiliate you in their own building in a game that was never even remotely close, despite what the score may have said at brief points in time. That would be three strikes and you're out if you're Mike Tomlin, if you come in with Aaron Rodgers after trying the Kenny Pickett experiment, Fields and Wilson, and Rodgers, and end up with Bupkis to show for it. And I would imagine that at the very least, Art Rooney, despite what I think, which is that he is way too deferential to his head coach and always has been, I think he would at least have to arch an eyebrow and say, wow, I have allowed this guy to try to skin a cat three different ways, and three straight times it's failed, and three straight times, because I'm guessing it would look like this if it didn't work out this year, three straight times it's failed in more or less the same way. They either drafted a guy way before they should have and put way too much on him with not enough preparation. They took a talented young guy and a past his prime older guy, and he couldn't trust either one of them. And now he takes a four-time MVP and can't figure out how to make it work. I would think the owner would finally take notice. So I do think that if this goes belly up on Mike Tomlin this year, I do think that it would be maybe the first time where Art Rooney might not say, should I have given this guy an extension? But would at least look at him with something approaching a genuinely critical eye. I mean, it's very hard to go back and find in the archives times where Art Rooney has actually been openly critical of his head coach. It basically doesn't happen. If this season were to even just end in sort of uninspiring fashion, like 9-8, they don't make the playoffs, they get eliminated on the last weekend of the season, and they don't get the help they need, I would think you're going to hear the owner say something more critical of his head coach than he's probably ever said.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Don, I'm wondering how you feel about this one, the Tomlin or Rodgers, who needs it more conversation.
It looks worse for Tomlin to me because he has just completely butchered the quarterback situation at every single step. You laid it out there pretty nicely with every quarterback that has come and gone since Roethlisberger retired. It's been a wreck. They have been unable to figure it out. Not even long-term, but even short-term, it's been very ugly. The teams have finished 10-7 a couple of times and have snuck into the playoffs a couple of times, but I would say that it really had little to do with the quarterback play overall, minus the final three-game stretch of Mason Rudolph in 2023 when he basically said, screw it, and did whatever he wanted, because that's at least the way he played. It was a lot different look from a quarterback than what we had seen. But
which is also damning because Tomlin had no interest in him being the starter, even though he took pains to make sure, like, there's that Seattle game where the boom mics catch him saying, win it through the air, let's pass this thing and win it. He would show him little bits of real confidence in games, and then as soon as the season was over, he's like, yeah, not that. That ain't the guy.
And considering just how bad Mitch Trubisky looked in that season, if he makes that change to Mason Rudolph a game or two earlier, who knows? The Steelers could have finished 12-5. As ridiculous as that sounds, I mean, they finished at 10-7. But think about some of those losses: the Cardinals loss where Pickett got hurt early, but the Patriots loss was awful. They get blown out against the Colts. I mean, they probably snag an extra win if he actually makes that change more quickly, but he was so timid to go to Rudolph because, really, of what happened. I think he, in a way, didn't want to look like he was making the wrong decision all along, but then we saw that it was.
I also think that the thing that nationally, it's going to frustrate me if this goes poorly for the Steelers, that isn't going to get said enough. Very plain, and it definitely applies to Art Rooney's view of his own head coach. It is, I think, widely acknowledged at this point that one of the key things a head coach has to be able to do is, at bare minimum, either correctly identify the right quarterback for his team and make sure the right guy's playing, and if he's very involved in the drafting like Tomlin is, he better have a good eye for that position. Or if he inherits a guy like Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams, the expectation is you got this job because we think you can maximize this player. And it does not get said nearly enough on a national basis. I think locally we've kind of trodden this ground before. It does not get said nearly enough that in the modern NFL, the single most important thing a head coach can be is very good with his quarterback, whether it's either way I just described. Mike is good at neither one of these. He's proven he can't find the right guy, and we know he's not an offensive guy by trade. And I just think that that is the major reason why it would essentially be what? Pickett didn't work, Trubisky didn't work, Rudolph, they have never really allowed it to try and work. Fields didn't work. Wilson didn't work. It would be Rodgers. It would be six quarterbacks in a 4-year span that didn't work out. That would be grounds for getting fired anywhere else. I think at best what you'd get here is grounds for him being on something of a warmer seat.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.